Today, being the third day of Ramadan, 1,442 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from holy city of Makkah to blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 15th of April, 2,221 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, continues from 15th ayah, Surat Ruh. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Lukine, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmuin Yaqub will read the Holy Quran. Inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته منامكم بالليل والنهار وابتغاءكم من فضله إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتل لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ومن آياته منامكم بالليل والنهار وابتغاءكم من فضله إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as he has set out through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to educate us and telling us those signs that lead to Allah, he started by telling us how we are created. Wa min aati an khalaqakum min turabin fa idha antum basharun tantashirun. He went ahead to tell us that how did we become sprouting out plenty like this? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِّتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَّوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِّقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That He created for us wives from ourselves and make us to seek tranquility in them and put love and concern and mercy between the two of us. Then since we are from the dust, is it just going to be like that? The dust has different colors. He told us that the same thing we are also. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. That we too, we are going to differ in colors, in shape. All these are signs to tell us that we are still one, despite this diversity and differences. Then he has come to another training that he's going to give us. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ out of the signs of Allah, مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ is your sleeping at night. وَالنَّهَارِ and by the daytime. وَابْتَغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ and your seeking of his bounties during this period. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. In this sleeping that you sleep, whether during the daytime a little or during the nighttime a lot, and you are seeking of his bounties during the daytime most of the time and during the nighttime a little, in all these are signs that tells you who Allah is. But not everybody. لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Only those that can hear. Here, we hear Allah telling us, لِكَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِلْعَالِمِينَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِكَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ. Allah is telling us, for those that are given to contemplation, for those that are endowed with knowledge, for even the whole world, and now he says, for people that can hear. This particular verse we are seeing, it just one verse, but it carries a lot of meaning. Just like the verse talking about the wives, our wives, carries so much meaning. Manamukum bil-layl. In another place, Allah is saying, waja'ala nawmakum subata. In another place, he said, waja'ala nahara ma'asha, waja'ala layla libasa, waja'ala kum layla libasa. All this. Night is a cover for you, and the daytime is for you to carry out your livelihood. And the night, subatan, is for you to have complete rest. Look at human being. Look at how strong the human being is. The human being is one of the strongest creation on earth. If you look at the heel is very strong. But the metal is stronger than the heel. With the metal, you can bring down the heel. But the fire is stronger than the metal. With fire, you can bring down the metal to a liquid form. And water is stronger than fire. With water, you can put off the fire. The water itself, the cloud you see up, is stronger than water. Because it's the one that carries water in the first instance. The cloud itself, the wind moves it. So the wind is stronger than it. But if the wind comes to the earth, and no matter the speed it's moving, it will bring down buildings, it will bring down trees, whatever it is on the road. But any human being will not fall down because of the wind. Even a small boy will still be standing and the wind will be passing. This human being, as strong as he is, when it is night, sleep will take it. And he'll be gone. وَالَّذِي يَتَوَفَّيْكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَأَلَمْ أَجْرَمْتُمْ بِالنَّهَيْرِ. Well, in another place he said, he is one that takes your life when you go to sleep. And he knows what you do in the day. In another place he said, he takes your life in the night. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَبُتْ فِي مَنَابِهَا. But if you are not going to die, it is only in your sleep it he takes your soul. But if you are going to die, he sees it forever. That's all. Because of this, the Prophet has educated us on ethics of sleeping. Ethics of sleeping. We love Allah. We love the Prophet. We want to be in paradise. Do we worship without sleeping like the angels? The Prophet he said, no. One of the Sahaba, Abdullah bin Amr bin Asim, he said, the first Muslim one, they called him, he said, are you the one that I learned is always staying throughout the night, not sleeping, and during the time, you are always fasting? He said, yes, I'm the one. Ya Rasulullah, he said, stop it. Stop it. He said, fast, eat, pray, sleep. Because your body has a right over you. Your wife has a right over you. Those coming to visit you have a right over you. Give all their spaces. So Islam does not say, stay out throughout the night and don't sleep. You have to sleep. But this sleeping, how long do you have to sleep? The same said now, Abdullah bin Amr bin Asim. He said, when the Prophet told me this, I found it difficult. Do I just go and just start sleeping at night? Then I will not be fasting again. The Prophet said, I should fast only 3 days in the month. He went to the Prophet. Look, I am strong. I can do more than that. He said, if you can do more than that, then the maximum, go and fast 3 days in a week. Not more. He said, oh, Prophet, I can do more than that. He said, okay. If you want to do anything, the best ahab is ahab siyamu ilallah siyamu ta'ud. Wahabu salat ila Allah, salatul Dawud. If you want to fast, the best fast that Allah loves is that of Alibi Dawud. The best salah that Allah loves is that of Alibi Dawud. He said, what is it? He said, Kana yasumu yawman wa yaftaru yawman. He used to fast today, tomorrow he will break his fast. That's what Alibi Dawud used to do. Kana yanamu nisfu layli. He used to sleep half of the night. وَيَقُومُ سُلْسُهُ and he will stand up one-third of the night. وَيَنَامُ سُلْسُهُ then he will sleep one-sixth of the night. Which means if you break the night into six, three of it he will sleep, two of it he will pray, one of it again he will sleep. So this is the best. You can go. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also went ahead. Any of you when you go to sleep, don't just go to sleep. Say some prayers. A lot of prayers regarding sleep. Before you sleep, the Prophet has said himself, the Prophet used to recite a lot of surahs. Among them, Surah Sajda, Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Al-Insan, Surah Yasin, Kul Huwa Allah Ahad, Kul Huwa Allah Ahad, Kul Huwa Allah Ahad, like that, that he will recite before sleeping. But Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, when you go to sleep, recite Kul Huwa Allah 11 times. Before you sleep. Case of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he said, recite Salat al-Fatiha 500 times and be in ablution and face Qibla and try to recite Jahar al-Kamal 7 to 12 times on your bed because you will dream. Then the scientists, they say, sleeping, if it's not well managed, can lead to a lot of disease. Your brain could have problems. Your heart could have problems. Your liver can have problems. Your stomach can have problems. Your legs can have problems. Your eyes can have problems. Even it can lead to you dying early. They said, what is the meaning of management of sleep? He said, you should not oversleep and you should not undersleep. He said, for an adult, the sleep should be between 7 to 9 hours a day, not more. If it's less, your brain will have a problem with regards to this some disorder. The thinking level will be reduced. The cognitive level will be reduced. They said there's what you call rapid eye movement type of sleep, REM type of sleep. That immediately you lie down, that's the first type of sleep that comes. Then it will go to non-rapid eye movement, then it will go back to rapid eye movement. That most of the time you dream is within the rapid eye movement. These ones are scientific facts. And they say, if you don't sleep enough, your rapid eye movement type of sleep will not come. And with this period, it's within this period that a lot of hormones in your body are discharged to balance things. Whatever you learn new in the day is when you lie down to sleep that the brain will take it, process it, and keep it permanently for you. And if it doesn't have time to do this, it will affect you. And if you have a short sleep, you can wake up with a headache and tiredness and fatigue. And if you also have too much sleep, the same thing can happen. In the case of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, all of you should be careful. When you go to sleep, the Satan will come and tie three knots at the back of your head. And he will say, Al-Laylu Tawil, the night is very long, sleep. And you'll be sleeping. Say, but immediately you wake up. And you remember Allah by zikr. He said, one of the knots that Satan has tied will unwind. If you stand up and you go and make ablution, another one will unwind. If you come and make two rakats, the third one will unwind. He said, you will wake up nashitan tayyiban nafs. You wake up lively with the happy spirit. He said, if not, you will wake up evil-spirited and lazy. All this the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said. And they, the scientists, they came back. They said, one of the things you could do before sleeping to make it easy for you is some light relaxation work. What do they call light relaxation work? They said by reading, by meditation, scientists themselves. By reading, by meditation. He said, put out music. Say, put off your phones. Put off your light. And this is exactly what the Prophet Muhammad said. When you are going to sleep, he said, take all the gold in your house, put it upside down. Put off your light, then sleep. Because the eyes need to close. But today, most of us will leave our lights on, we want to sleep. We even put music on. We even put our phones on, close to so that the late rings, we take it. All these things, it will affect your sleep. And sleep is very important because it regenerates you to continue your work. But then how many hours should you sleep? The best is what the Prophet Muhammad has said. Allah, he told the Prophet, come in layla illa qalilan. Stand up throughout the night except a little. Come in layla illa qalilan. Nisfahu. That is the whole half of the night. In the case of Adam Dawud, he used to sleep half of the night. But the Prophet is asked, sleep, wake up half of the night. Kumi lila illa fal nisfahu aw qus minhu qalila aw zid alayhi wa ratil al quran tartila. Either sleep half of the night or you reduce from it to one third, or you increase on it to two third. So the maximum sleep, the maximum waking you should have in the night is two third of the night. But make sure that you attend Isha prayers and Subuh prayers in Jam'iyyah. Because both Maghrib and Isha prayers are said at night. The Subuh prayers are said at night. And make sure after Maghrib don't sleep. Sayyidina Umar, he used to say, anybody sleeping after Maghrib should be asked to get out and go come back to the mosque. And he used to say, Allah, la namat aynahu, la namat aynahu, la namat aynahu. May his eyes not sleep, may his eyes not sleep. Because between Maghrib and Isha is part of the night. And whatever you do at that time is already in Qiyam al-Layl. And some ulama have said this particular part of the night is the best part of the day. Maybe that's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani put his wazifa in that period. Then, by Subuh prayer, again, it's still part of the night. The full day has not been broken, but the dawn has set in. So which means, at least, your sleep from, you will have woken up between Maghrib and Isha, slept and woken up before Subuh. That is the minimum for a Muslim. If you want to increase in it, don't increase just at once. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani says, before you sleep, recite Salatul Fatih 500. When you wake up at night, recite Salatul Fatih just before sleeping 500. If you want to increase, don't just say from 500 I'm going to 1000. No, 550. Then when you have done it and your body is used to it, 600. When you do it and your body is used to it, 650, like that. Then your body will train your brain to get used to all these things. And the time you sleep in a day, let it be constant. Don't make your sleep haphazard. Remember, you are created by God, not by anybody. Whatever you want to achieve, you can never achieve more than the Prophet ﷺ. These things that people do nowadays, particularly the politicians, the administrators, they will not fix meeting, but at night, is senseless. There is no sense, there is nothing sensible about it. The biggest people that have ever lived on this earth, they used to sleep early. Sheikh Ibrahim Riaz, he retires early to his house. Even if you do anything it's within his house, he will do it. Not that Ali is in night in peace meeting. Some people they are meeting till 12 at night before they come back to the house. Then we just saw that Allah told us, وَمِنْ آتِي أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, that you should find tranquility in your spouses. When do you have time to go to your spouses to have tranquility in them? If you are always outside having a meeting tonight. So most of them end up taking a lot of drugs. Because when you don't have enough sleep, it also affects you yourself and your strength and your ability to sit with your wife. So all of this, let's follow the Quran, what he says, and let us do it. ومن آياته منامكم بالليل والنهار وابتغاءكم من فضله. And also part of the science is that during the day, وجعلنا النهار معاشا, we go about looking for our livelihood. If we must look for our livelihood in the night, let it be little. If we must sleep in the daytime, let it be little. In the daytime, particularly during the hot season, siestas are prescribed. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to do his siesta. That's why they don't do Zuhur just immediately after noon. They wait for the sun to come down before doing Zuhur. That's why you find our ulama still wait. Because he said, that heat of the sun you see immediately after noon, he said, is from Fayhi Jahannam. It's from the heat of the hellfire. That Fabri do Salat, you should try let things be cool before you say your Salah in the afternoon. Not quickly, people just see very hot in the afternoon, immediately after the sun has left the zenith, you want to say their Salah. It's correct, but it's better to allow the sun to come down a bit. You can stay in the mosque, cool down a little bit. So people will come, then you say your Salah. We have to go completely, and you're seeking of the bounty of Allah at all these periods. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin. Indeed, a lot of signs for you to learn, but not to everybody. You call me yes, ma'am, for those that can hear. May Allah make us to be among those that hear.
Wa min ayatihi yuriikumul baqa khawfan wa tama'an وينزل من السماء ماء فيحيي به الأرض بعد موتها إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون.
ومن آياته يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينزل من السماء ماء فيحيي به الأرض بعد موتها إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now coming to us again. He has talked about ourselves, about the world. He's talking about the families now. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ And out of the signs of Allah to you, يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. He makes you to see the lightning. خَوْفًا That puts fear into you when you see it. وَطَمَعًا And puts hope into you when you see it. وَيُنَزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً And he sends down forth from the sky. Water, for you he be arda, and by it he brings to life the earth. Min ba'da mawtiha, after it was already dead. Inna fi dhalika al-ayatin, in this are signs for you, liqawmin ya'qilun, for a people that have intellect, and use their intellect. Here, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Hope is fear of him. Tama is having hope. A servant is supposed to live in between these two all the time. Any sign of Allah you see, fear it and have hope in it. If suddenly you are still now, somebody came to you and said, I'm asked to come and give you a letter. You have been given an appointment of a big position in government. The first thing that should come to you is fear. Then have hope. Don't just say, I am happy. Do you know what it is? What is the end result? It can be the beginning of your problem for the rest of your life. If you are just seeing that somebody come and said, I'm asked to come and give you a car. It's a very beautiful car. Let fear come into your mind. Then let hope also come into your mind. That's why always ulama has said, let us stay between hope and fear. Khawf wa raja'i. Because anything that comes from Allah, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالْشَرِّ فِتْنَةً. Any good that comes from Allah is a test. Any evil that comes from Allah is a test. Sometimes in the good that comes to Allah from you, there's evil in it. A lot of times in the evil that you see come from Allah to you, there's goodness in it. So وَمِنْ آيَاتِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. After the earth is dead, barren, you see water falls on it, it sprouts to life again. This should remind you that no matter the state of your heart, know that Allah can revive you back. What you just need is rain from Allah. And the rain that Allah will give you is His words, is the Quran that is in front of you. That is the rain that Allah will send to your heart. If you listen to it, your heart will come back clean, as if it was never barren before. If it was already green and the rain falls into it, then it will become greener and it will sprout better. Inna fi dhalika al-ayati liqawmin ya'qilun. For the people that have intellect. Allah has talked about intellect, contemplation. Allah has talked about also knowledge, and Allah has talked about listening. All this is all that Allah is talking to. From the time He started telling us out of the science of Allah, there are six verses coming like that. He has come now to the firmament. Then before He finally will conclude it the way He started it.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. And out of the signs of Allah that He has been mentioning all this time, this is another one. أَنْ تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ. That the firmament and the earth are well established by His command. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ تَقُومَ السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. When finally all of you have been finished, buried in the earth, when He calls again, the awatan, only one call to the earth, إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ, all of you will come out again. The same way, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Just like all of you, He created you from dust and you started sprouting. You will live on earth in different colors. You will live on earth marrying one another, sprouting more. You will come to live on earth resting, standing up to be strong, You will come to live on earth like that until finally again you die, you are buried. فَإِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. When He now calls you, all of you, once, one call, then you sprout back again. So this is the beginning of mankind, this to his end when he finally comes and stands before God. So the whole of mankind, his life on earth is put here. Please, all of us should be very careful. This world is just like a hotel. You go to a place, you say, stay in this hotel. This is where you stay until it is time for you to go back. What did you come to do in this hotel? Just for you to take all the goodness that you can take. Then how are you going to stay there? Because you yourself, this body is not you. You are just a tiny, very tiny thing inside this body. That's why this Alam is called. In the realm that you are just a seed. In the following surah, you will see how Allah will tell you the importance of who you are. But in this place, it's just telling you, you are just here for a short period. Look at now, from dust. Look at now, you have finished your life, you have died, you are raised up. Don't, this short period you stay on this earth, don't allow it to define you forever. It is what is going to define you, but don't allow it to define you, to make you that you are going to end up in hell. Let it define you with your own creator, Allah. إذا أنتم تخرجون
وله من في السماوات وله كل له قانتون
وله من في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون وله من في السماوات والأرض من في السماوات والأرض everything that is intelligible on earth angels the mankind or the jinn all belongs to Allah تبارك وتعالى كل له قانتون all to Allah they are in obedience by force they are all in obedience even the kafir is in obedience to Allah Can he give himself his color? Can he make himself male or female? We have seen Allah is making people that come in this world as male, trying to become female. Have they succeeded? Have they been able to be pregnant? We have seen people that came to this world as male, saying that as female, trying to be male. Have they been able to impregnate another person? وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ All to Allah is still in obedience. It's only the little thing that he gives you choice so that he can test you. Are you fit to stay with in the presence of Allah? Or no, you are like waste that has to be swept into the dustbin. That's all. Your stay on this earth is to say, ah, everybody who is going to stay with him, I will. Can you stay with the king? Yes, I can. When you stay with the king, you must be obedient. Oh, I will obey. When you are there, you have all the enjoyment. Yes. But you must not take your eyes away from what Allah says, I can do it. Okay, come to do what let's test you. When you come, Allah will show that some are just fit for the dustbin, for the incinerator. Some truly, Allah will have mercy on them and they can go and sit in the presence of Allah. If not, you come to this world, you are male. He said, no, you want to be female. Have you succeeded? Look at those trying. Allah created male for you, female for you. He said, no, it is another male you want. Have they succeeded? Allah says you should be honest. You say no. Whatever Allah says, you say no. But on the major issues, have you been able to defeat Allah? In the night, don't sleep and sleep. You have to obey Allah and sleep. You have to obey Allah and look for a livelihood. You have to obey Allah and walk on earth. That's why Allah said, "Kullu lahu qanitun." Everything that Allah has created, to Allah, they stay in obedience.
وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم Therefore notice الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون like he started there. Notice, وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده. Nobody else is the one, Allah. Who starts the creation and repeats it again. وهو أعوان عليه. For him to repeat it is much, much more easier. وله المصنع عليه في السماوات والأرض. He is the lofty essence that stands out in the firmament and on earth. وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah is mighty. Wise. Despite the mightness of the might of Allah, he uses it with wisdom. That's any time you are in a position of power, and they say you are in a position of power, be very careful the way you use your position. Allah is always saying, Huwal Azizul Hakim, Huwal Azizul Rahim, Huwal Azizul Ghafur. That's why always we are asked to recite, Law Anzalna Hadhal Quran, so that we know the attributes of Allah, the one that affects us daily. And Sheikh Ibrahim Yas, in his prayer, he said, وَمُدَّ سِفَاتِي مِنْ سِفَاتِكَ سَرْمَدًا وَكَمِّنْ لِإِرْفَانِي وَإِلْمِي وَسَجِّدًا. Oh Allah, this your lofty attributes, let me have part of it. Let it fall on me so that I can display it forever. Make me to have knowledge to know, and let me use it in its best of manner. This is his prayers. The same way Allah, he is the Qulahul Masalul Ali. He is the best example you can see. The loftiest example after him, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is not that you are powerful. Somebody just does something, bam, you hit this one, you imprison this one, you have done nothing. You have only behaved like Satan. Look at the patience Allah has. Somebody will come, he says, there is no God. Even now, Allah himself, there is doubt that he exists. But Allah will still allow him to be eating and drinking. And he will still be sending messengers to him. Look at Fir'auna. Look at how bad Fir'auna is. That he will go to the extent and he say, Ana rabbukum al-a'la, I'm your Lord that is most high. Despite the fact that Fir'auna knows that he has no jurisdiction beyond Egypt. But when Allah was sent the prophet to him, he said, اذهب الى فرعون انه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا. Go to him, he is one that is given to injustice, but talk to him gently. This is Allah. He will send his messengers, the mighty one. He will give respite until everything has been exhausted before him. He brings down his power. This thing, anyone that is in the position of power should learn. Don't solve problem by just incarcerating this one in prison, beating this one, catching this one. No. Give time. Call them. Talk to them. Look, who are we? Allah will take his beloved one and send him to us. As we're sitting down now, if you are told that Buhari has sent his chief of staff or his minister that is closest to him to you, how do you feel? You did something wrong, or you are planning to do something wrong. When you finish your planning, as you are sitting down, then somebody told you that somebody is knocking at your door. Who is that? He said it's from Buhari. Then when he came out, the minister, or and the general of Nigeria, minister of justice, because that's the most powerful minister. Mr. President has sent me to you. Please, I should come and beg him that he has something for you to tell you. All the planning you have planned, where is it now? It is finished. That's how you solve problems. That's how you administrate people. You don't administrate people by being harsh, by doing things without wisdom. Allah said, if Allah says he's a sabur, you will see that sabur taken to the extent where nobody can take it to. Any attribute of Allah, he will take it to the extent nobody can take it to. Because he says, he is the one that is mighty. His might is with wisdom.
ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كخيفتكم أنفسكم كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعقلون.
ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم هل لكم مما ملكت ايمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فانتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كهيبتكم وانفسكم كذلك نفصل الايات لقوم يعقلون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now giving you a similitude, an example. He asked you in this surah, أَوَلَا تَفَكَّرُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Don't you think within yourself? To, if you have not been thinking within yourself, Allah is going to talk, tell you something about yourself. He has told you who you are, how He created you, how He raised you up, how you come to multiply, how you stay day and night, how you sleep, then how He will bring you up one day. But He wants to ask you a simple question. ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم. Allah sets a parable for you from yourself. هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم. What Allah has given you and said is your own. هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم. Do you have anybody that is under your command? شركاء, that is your partner. فيما رزقناكم, in what we have given you. هل لكم, do you have مما ملكت ايمانكم, out of those that are your servants or your slaves that are with you, من شركاء, that are your full partners. فيما رزقناكم, in what we have given you as your own and they are your partners. تخافونهم خيفتكم انفسكم, that you fear them like you fear yourself. كذلك نفصل الآيات. That's how Allah, He explains things to you in detail. لقوم يعقلون. For people that have intellect. Here, let's take the simplest one. You are a salary animal. Allah is one that allows you and He gave you the job. And your salary was determined. And every month you receive your salary. There in your house, you have servants. Maybe you have a girl working for you, a washman, maybe three of them. These people are working for you. When you have your salary, are you the one to stay to say the salary that is in my pocket? Plan it in your head. I will buy food stuff. I will pay children's school fees. I will do this. Are you the one to plan for it? Or your ATM card is just there. Any of your servants can just take it and go and spend it the way you want to spend. Even you that you have it, when you are going to take somebody else's property, you are afraid. They too, they are afraid to touch your property. But if they were to have freedom, they can also just come to your salary, take your ATM and just go and take whatever and spend the way they want to spend. Is it like that with you? Allah is asking you. Hallakum mimma malakat aymanukum. من شركاء فيما رزقناكم. Do you have anybody who is a partner to you and you are the one who is in charge of that person, but he's also a partner, he spends your wealth the way he wants to spend, the way he wants. Is there anybody who is like that to you? Then why do you think that Allah that created his creation, somebody else will determine what is going to happen with the creation of Allah with him? Why do you think that? If you are small as you are, the little that Allah himself he gave to you, your servants don't come in to be partners in the way you spend it. Why should you think that somebody else can be partners with Allah to spend the wealth of Allah the way they want? تَخَافُونَهُمْ كَهِيبَتُكُمُ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That you will now be fearing them like you fear for yourself. I have my money. If they go now with this ATM, they go ask how much is remaining? Will I be able to eat for tomorrow? This is how you'll be afraid. Since you are firmly in control of your own salary, if you have a company, you are firmly in control of your company, then Allah is firmly in control of His own dominion. Don't nobody should come and tell that he has any part of this dominion that he's in charge of. If Allah loves you, He will only put you in charge of a small place. Like He loves you and He gave you a work and He gave you salary. He has given you a part of His creation to hold. And He will tell you when you are going to spend. Spend out of what I've given you, not out of somebody's else. spend out of the one that has put you in charge. He didn't say, go and spend somebody else's money. If you want somebody else's money, you have to go and meet him and beg him. Then he will look at his own schedule. Can he give you? Then he gives you. Not that he's afraid of you before he gives you. This is the beginning of the problem of the whole world. That we don't allow the commonwealth to be spent for what we agree it should be spent for. Everybody goes into it and does. Even the ones that are put in charge, they do whatever they want with it. So everybody is now afraid. Where is the wealth of Nigeria? People are even taking loan on behalf of Nigeria to steal the loan. People will take loan that they want to make roads, they want to build factories. They will make the cost 10 times and eat 9 of the money and do use one to do it. This Allah is telling us here that let us be very careful. Just like we, the money we have, what we had within us, the servants that we come, call to come and work for us, we don't allow them to do anything they want with our wealth. We shouldn't do anything with the wealth of Allah, thinking that nothing will happen. We shouldn't do anything with the wealth of other people, thinking that nothing will happen just because they don't see us. That's why even with the ones that are orphans, Allah wants us. Inna alladhina yaakuluna amwala al-yataami innama yaakuluna fi butunihim nara. If you think somebody is an orphan, he cannot talk and you're eating his wealth, Allah said, what you're eating in your belly is fire. Anybody that is taking the wealth of the common and eating his, the wealth that is what is taking is in his body is fire. Because this wealth doesn't belong to him, it belongs to orphans. The populace are orphans. Let's just be very careful. Allah is in control of the world. Then whatever he gives you, you are in control of it. Whatever he gives to a group, that group is in control of it. Nobody should go and do anything the way he wants. Look at how Allah is giving, telling you things in detail for people that can sit down and think.
بل اتبع الذين ظلموا أهواءهم بغير علم فمن يهدي من ضل الله وما لهم من ناصرين
بل اتبع الذين ظلموا اهواءهم بغير علم فمن يهدي من اضل الله وما لهم من ناصرين. الله تبارك وتعالى is saying بل اتبع الذين ظلموا اهواءهم. الذين ظلموا those who are giving to injustice. بل اتبع اهواءهم. They are just following their own passions. ومن اضل ومن يهدي من اضل الله. The one that Allah has left to go astray, who can go, then go and guide him? Amalahum min nasirin. They can never get a helper to assist them. That's why no matter what you do, anybody that is given to injustice, at the end, he doesn't succeed. When he says zulm, zulm is for you to take what is in, to take something and put it in the wrong place. A round peg is for a round hole. If you take it to a square hole, then you have done zalim chit. If you must do things, let things be done at the correct places that they are supposed to be done. You are a lecturer, for example. A student does not pass. Don't pass him. You passing him, you think you are doing him a favor. No, you are doing injustice to him. Maybe Allah has set it out that this boy will come and try this paper. He will try this exam. If he fails, his failure will open his door to somewhere else that is better for him. And he has closed that door. Allow Allah to do his things the way he is. Before a person takes the exam, assist him. If he takes the exam and he fails, he's crying. Sir, I failed. It's only your course I failed. Come, wait. Do you know that you failed? He said, yes. Accept what Allah has said. That's why the issue of qadr is very important for a Muslim. When the white people, the scientists were talking of sleep that we just passed. If you don't sleep like this, they did not mention anything to do with faith. But faith is very important. Once you have faith, then your rest of mind is already there even before you sleep. You will not have insomnia. But any person who is doing Zalim Chik, this person has already refused to follow the correct path. Then who is going to guide him? How will Allah come and guide him? Somebody has made up his mind, he's not going to follow the correct path. But it's about the Zalim Chik. In Arab, Allah said, "Araayat abani takhaza ilahu hawehu." Don't you see this one that he has taken his own passion as an object of worship? There are people that you can't even go and talk of somebody else before them. They don't like that person. Maybe they talk before them. They can hit you or drag you away from them. Who is that person you're talking about? Anything they don't want, don't say it before them. All this is rubbish. You are a servant of Allah. You are all slaves of Allah. All of us. So don't worship your passion. Inna nafsa la amaratun bisu'i. The passion is always asking you to do evil. Before you do anything, ask. Is there the pleasure of Allah in what I'm doing? Is the Prophet pleased with what I'm doing? Look at Sheikh Ibrahim. In his prayer, he says, Allahumma inna nas'alika ar-ridaka warida nabiyika warida al-ashyakhi warida al-walidain. Allah, in anything I'm doing, I'm asking you to be pleased with me. Let it be something that you are pleased with. Let it be something that the Prophet is pleased with. Let it be somebody that, something that my spiritual parents, that's my sheikh, they are pleased with. Let it be something that my mortal parents, that's my father and mother, they are pleased with. Anytime, anything you are doing, ask yourself, is Allah pleased with what I'm doing? Not are you pleased with it, who are you? If you have decided that this is the way you are going, then how can Allah guide you? That's why Allah told us at the beginning of this chapter, Binasrullahi yansuru man yasha. Allah is the one that assists people to come to success. If you decided to follow your vain desires, Allah will leave you. No matter what you do, at the end of the day, you will not succeed.
فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
فاقم وجهك للدين القيم فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Allah said, therefore you, فاقم وجهك للدين حنيفا. فاقم وجهك للدين حنيفا. Therefore, set your face, set your countenance onto the religion of divine disposition, going straight. Fitratullah alati fataran nas alayha. What is the divine disposition that is going straight? Is the natural disposition that you are seeing. Fitratullah alati fataran nas alayha. That Allah has put man on his course. La tabdila li khalqillah. You will never see any change in the creation of Allah. ذلك الدين القيم. That is the religion that is most upright. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. But a lot of mankind, they do not know. Always Allah is saying, فاقم وجهك للدين حنيفا. فاتبع إن رب يسأل ملة أبيكم إبراهيم. It is the part of your forefather, Ani Ibrahim. Because Ani Ibrahim is our spiritual father, all of us. Here, Allah said, you should set your own whole body to follow the natural disposition Allah has put in place. The Prophet said, أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَنِيفِيَّةِ السَّمْحَةُ. the best religion that is with Allah is that of natural disposition that is liberal. Natural disposition, what is it? Let us look at it. Allah created you. You are small. He says, nobody should touch you and beat you because you are small. You are tiny, they should respect you. When you are now become a toddler, they should allow you to just be playing. When you get to the age of about 7, they should make sure that they put you to study. When you come to another age, then they should teach you knowledge. Then Allah himself said, when you are enough to serve me as my own servant, I will tell you. If you are a woman, the girl is going suddenly one day, she will see blood come out of her body. Allah is one telling you now. As from today, you are fit to serve me. If you don't serve me, I will punish you. If you say man, you will dream. Allah is telling you, from this day, you are fit to serve me. Your name is not just a minor, your name is now Al-Mukallaf, the responsible one. Let us follow it the way Allah said it. A boy grows up, he's at the age of 15, he is now daydreaming. We say, no, he's still a small boy. Allah says he's responsible, we say he's a small boy. The picture of the natural position of Allah says this person is already a grown up. Look at a small boy. He doesn't yet know how to talk. You keep something down that is not for him. If he's picking it, he will be looking left and right. That is natural decision. He knows what he's doing is wrong. If he has done something wrong, you ask him, who did this? He will try to cover up. He will try to tell lies. He knows what he has done is wrong. This is natural disposition. Allah himself has taught him. Even when he was giving back to him, he came, who taught him how to suck first? Who taught him how to crawl? Who taught him how to walk? It is your duty to make sure that the training of this child, the education of this child, follows his disposition as he's growing up. You follow him with it. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِن مَوْلُودٍ إِلَّا يُلَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. There is no one that is giving birth to except he is giving birth to on natural disposition. Illa anna abawayhi. You have widani, aw nasrani, aw majsani. Kal behimatu tuntajju behimatan. He said, except that the parents will be the one to turn him to the religion of the Jewish religion, saying that they are superior to other people and Allah has a child. Or to the religion of the Christians who says they are going to paradise by the sacrifice of one person. Or to the religion of the Magians who will worship other things than Allah. He said it's like an animal that gives birth to an animal. He said, the Prophet said, Hal tuhisum fiha min jad'a? Do you see any that a goat will give birth and what comes out is not a goat? The goat has four legs, something that comes out is three-legged. No, if goat gives birth, a goat will come out. That's why every child that is giving birth to on natural disposition. This natural disposition, we are to follow it. We shouldn't ask Allah to follow us. Today, a lady starts menstruating. Say, don't get married. And that is the time the body can be trained to deliver easily. Say, no. Yes, let him finish his secondary school. Let him finish his university. We secondary school did your father go and the other. Which one did the Prophet Muhammad go? Which one did the Prophet Abraham go? We are the ones who create problems for ourselves. Then you are supposed to be honest. Today, you even have parents teaching their children dishonesty. They go and buy leaked question papers to come and give their children. They take money to go to jail to falsify their results. All these things, at the end, they will not succeed. Allah said, Fakim wajakal deen khanifa. Try to make your conscience to follow the natural disposition that Allah himself has set. This is the time to sleep. This is the time to look for livelihood. Look for it. This is the time to start to pray. Pray. You are already mature. Know that you are mature. When it is time, you are old. You are old. Because no matter how much you try, you can't. Today you find a lot of our women that 70 years old, they are not married. The people that will have been married and give birth to their children easily, now they have to now give birth to their children in difficulty. A lot of ladies today in Britain, at the age of 28, they know that to give birth after 28 is a bit difficult. Their eggs are not going to be as fertile. They now go ask the doctors to take their eggs and store it in what you call sperm or egg bank that are stored under 30 degrees centigrade. That's minus 30 degrees centigrade. Until they have a husband who will marry them, then they will now go and take the egg to go and start making babies artificially. This is something that Allah gave to you on the platter of gold. But you want Allah to serve you. You don't want to serve Allah. So this particular verse is something that all of us have to pay attention to. May Allah make us to be servants of Allah, to follow Allah, to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We shouldn't wait that Allah should conform to our own desires. We should conform to the desires of Allah. May Allah make us to do work that Allah will please with us and the Prophet will please us. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah forgive our parents their sins. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah reward all Sahaba. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to follow the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bless all that He has given us, our children, our wealth. May Allah give us what we shall write. May He give us our home that we shall sleep in. May He give us our food that we shall eat. May He give us clothes that we shall cover our body with. May He not make us to be put to shame before our enemies. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من دار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين